Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're extremely honored to have the guest that's joining us today in this hour. I know we have a lot of callers we're holding, including Joe, we'll get to later. So everybody stay there. We'll get to your calls later in this hour. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. But I'm honored to be joined by the guest who is joining us right now. He's Sam Danner, and he, of course, is an electrician and engineer who also has been a pilot for a long time. And on 9/11, he was driving past the Pentagon and saw what can only be described as a Global Hawk cruise missile flying at high speed into the building. And, of course, there's a lot of other people who claim they saw big jets, small jets, missiles. I mean, whatever version you want, you can find a witness that saw it. And there have been a lot of questions about the size of the hole and how it penetrated three rings of the Pentagon and how, or four rings, and how there was lack of physical evidence left there at the site. Where's the luggage? Where are the people? And where did this huge plane go? And then we have to look at the bizarre coincidence that one of the U.S. government pilots who'd taken part a year before in government drills of flying hijacked jets into the Pentagon just so happened to be the supposed pilot piloting that flight that day hit the Pentagon, Flight 77. So joining us is Sam Danner, who, I guess a few months ago, saw Loose Change Second Edition, and then tried to contact them. They've been so busy. I know the feeling they missed it, but now I know they're in contact. And then he went out and did a few other interviews with some other individuals. And so now we're able to interview him here. So, Mr. Danner, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a joy to be here on this nice hot day.
You bet. And also I might add that you've been a little bit ill, too. You're battling cancer right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I have type B lymphoma cancer. As when I say type B, I'm just giving you the directive of what the physicians call it. It's a low-grade indolent cancer, and it doesn't run off like a raging wildfire. So this cancer is more or less what they call a slow indolent cancer, and it can take its good old time, or it can accelerate and how to word it. It can accelerate and rapidly deteriorate a person, or it can last for, I'm 53 years old, it could last 30 years, and I could live to be 83.
And you're going through treatment right now, aren't you?
Well, I just wrapped up a round of treatment. It's called Rituxan. And it's not a conventional chemotherapy as we know it. It's production of cells based on the use of mouse cells, like a mouse and then the animal, and they take your cells, and it's not a brain stem thing, any of this kind of stuff. It's just that they somehow have developed this process somewhere in Europe, and anyway, it's not a goofball thing. It works, and it helps to boister and boost your own immune system to kill the cancer itself.
Is this some type of basically genetic treatment?
Yeah, I would call it, when you say genetic, I think about my own DNA or my own genetics. It's along that sort of
great
thinking.
Yeah. Well, we're glad that you're starting to do better. That's we'll all pray for you. We're going to break.
You.
You bet, sir. When we come back, Mr. Danner, I want to have you spend a few minutes telling us about yourself a little bit. You've been somewhat of a fan of aircraft, and so you know what different type of aircraft look like. You've studied military aircraft. When we get back, I want you to tell us basically blow by blow what happened that day, what you witnessed, what you saw when you were there at the Pentagon, because we have all these other suspicious characters, USA Today editors and others, who clearly saw the plane and clearly saw the people and, all of this stuff that's impossible compared to your story. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sam Danner was born in 1953 in Washington, D.C. And he got married at the age of 22, and he's raised 3 children. And, of course, at 16, Mr. Danner started taking his first plane ride. He then took flying lessons at a very young age. He took pilot training for many years but never took the exam, the reason being that his wife wanted him at home to be with the family, which he enjoyed, and to promise her he would not die from a airplane accident. The same thing with my dad. He took helicopter lessons and years and years of private aviation lessons, and he would have a license for a while, then he would let it lapse because my mom didn't like it, and then he would go back and get it again and then get rid of it. And then when you're not keeping your pilot's license up, then you can't have people basically flying with you is the rule. But the point is that Mr. Danner knows aircraft, has flown for years, and he also was an engineer for Amtrak, doing engineering work and electrical work for them. He's been married to his wife for 30 years, and again, he worked for a number of years for the National Passenger Rail Institute, or Amtrak. He was an electrician on the electric AM7 locomotives. Today, he's an electrician and engineer for a large Fortune 500 company, and we appreciate his courage coming on the show. He has a large interest in military aircraft as well as commercial aircraft. He is a Christian man who was at the Pentagon on September 11, 2006, driving his 1995 Saturn. And he who would never trust the government as he did then, his life has changed now by what he saw. These are some of the things that he wrote to us. We asked him for a small bio today, and this is posted up on Infowars.com right now. And again, Sam Danner joins us. Sam, please go over a little bit about yourself and then what you saw that day versus what the media has been telling us supposedly hit the Pentagon.
Well, first of all, Alex, I want to thank you for that fine intro. That was the best one I've heard.
Well, thank you.
You did a real good job with that. Well, I'll tell you, I guess I'll just tell you the story straight off the bat, and since I've repeated it enough now, I pretty much got down to a science. But, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, I'm 53 years old, and how many of you in the listening audience, wish I could see a show of hands, but in your listening audience, if I would say how many of you can remember the old Superman series with George Reeves in it. And George Reeves used to stand at the end of the show behind or in front of a blowing American flag. And, of course, it was in black and white in those days.
I remember that.
And he stood for truth, justice, and the American way. Well, I grew up, you remember that, Alex. I mean, you're somewhere in my age category. And you grew up with that, or at least you grew up with the reruns of it. And
yeah, the reruns.
Yeah, the reruns. Well, I remember the real deal, and I came up with that mentality that that's the way it was. You know, America was the great nation on the earth, and like a Boy Scout, I was a Boy Scout, and I mean, I'm not saying I was the true blue.
The point is, you believe in America. You didn't believe we had evil people in government. You didn't believe we were lied to.
There you go. Yeah, hit the nail on the head. I believe what the man said, whatever the president said, you believed it. Nothing was second-guessed. You turn the news on, and the news said this happened, that happened. Now, in today's generation, with all this spin, cable news network, internet, and all this stuff, well, you don't know what to believe. So when I'm down at Amtrak, I'm down physically down at the Amtrak coach yard, or coaches would keep passenger cars. I'm down there on the day of September 11th, that fateful day. And I'm seeing, I'm not employed there. I was employed there. I enjoyed my job there very much. I'd be there today if it wasn't for that long grind between there and home. It was a 2.5-hour ride. But I'm a train bluff, too, besides an airplane guy. So you can see some of that in me, maybe. But I was, at that day, visiting with all my former work peers when the first plane struck. I forget which tower got hit first. But anyway, when that happened, and they had the television set inside of a facility which had, it was a weight room. You know, and you went there, you lifted weights and all that stuff, nutritional kind of places. Amtrak had all those benefits. Of course, it's government subsidized, so your tax dollars are in there too, paying for these frills. And I was looking at this and wondering about, you know, was taken back by all this stuff. You know, planes are running into the World Trade Center. I don't think the second one had hit yet. So I went ahead and I decided if this was a rogue nation attack and there were hidden places in New York, you know, I'm one block away. I'm at Union Station, Washington, D.C. I'm one block away from the capital of this great nation. So I thought, well, something's going to happen here. And if they can ram these things out that way, I don't know. I trusted that the Air National Guard or somebody was protecting the city or what may it be. But I got in my car and proceeded to go out of the city of Washington. So you East Coast listeners, you people who are familiar with Washington, D.C., I went out what they call Interstate 395, and I live in western Maryland up in the mountain part. And I'm not real familiar. I'm from Washington, D.C., as Alex had read. But, you know, when I was a child, you didn't have all these interstates. You didn't have the Beltway. It named shows after that, the Beltway Boys on Fox News.
So you decided to go home.
I decided to go home. I wanted to get out of Dodge before something bad happened. Like, I don't know if they were going to light one off of me, light off a nuclear weapon here, or what they were going
to
do.
Or there could be panic. You were smart to go home with your family. So you begin driving home. Tell us what road you were on and what you witnessed.
Well, I went on this 395, and what I thought was 395 turned out to actually be Route 27 and the 395 turns into 95. So actually, it's a real road, 395, but it's only, Alex, it's only like 10 miles long, and that's the end of that interstate. And that's just some convenience interstate they built as a one of these bypass things.
So you got turned around.
Yeah, I got turned. Well, wait a minute. I'm headed south, and I missed the George Washington Parkway. I wanted to go west to where I live, and I missed that. And so I continued to go south, and I'm coming up on the Pentagon now. So here we come up on the Pentagon, and I'm not, you know, I'm listening to the current events with the Trade Center thing.
Okay, so you're driving along, listening to the radio. What road are you on at this time?
I'm on Route 27.
Okay,
that's on the west hand side of the Pentagon with Interstate 95.
Sure.
The big long interstate that goes from Boston all the way down to Florida. That's our main East Coast highway.
So you're driving along, listening. Tell us what happened next.
All right, so then I looked to my left and I saw, I'll just tell you what flyaway I thought I was looking at a UFO. It is very rapid flying. It looked in this distance, it looked like a disc. I mean, because it's moving real fast and it's going real fast, and I don't want to hit the guy's bumper in front of me, so I pulled the car off the road because I thought, this is something a little weird. I want to see, get a better look at this, but it didn't take
long. Now, that's how planes look, because according to articles I've read about your description, Mr. Danner, it's coming basically straight at you, towards you. That's how you were able to get a longer look than those who just saw it briefly from the side. So you're looking at it from the front. Please continue.
Okay. Well, Alex, you can call me Sam, all right? So you can knock all that Mr. Danner thing.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, this thing, which I didn't know was a plane coming around, we'll say around the bend. Actually, it was this plane that was in this 270-degree turn to come around. That's how Dust later found out.
And it was coming from what direction?
It was coming, okay, so I'm going south. It's headed southwest, and it's making an arc around towards me. So as this thing, I saw it bank, and then I saw wings. I thought, okay, it's not a UFO. Well, why is this plane moving at such a rapid speed and flying so low? And, you know, it never dawned on me that it was a cruise missile or anything like that. With all the terrorism stuff and everything we currently were experiencing on the radio live right there on that road, it never occurred to me that this was an attack vessel of some sort. So as this thing bore approach to me then, I got a real good head-on shot of it. I mean, I got a really good look. I stopped the car, got out of the car, and stood and leaned my hands, my arms on the window, and stared at this thing.
So you're on the side of the road at this time?
Yes, so I'm all the way over in the grass. I didn't want to get hit by anybody. And
so you see it banking around, you pull over, now it's coming straight at you. What did it look like?
Well, what it looked like, it had the funniest looking front I ever saw in my life. It didn't have a module, or it didn't have a nose, as I knew aircraft to have. And there were no windshield, no nothing. It had this big humpback wheel kind of a thing. It was like a radar dome. As I later saw pictures of this aircraft, I'm pictured it was probably had some kind of guidance system inside this dome that it
and you
have,
described that it had a V tail and what one
yeah,
engine had, up on the back
yeah it had a V tail, which reminded me of the old Beechcraft Bonanza. I called it a Bonanza tail. That was the first thing somebody recognized that one. Somebody else did an interview me
and how many engines
it had one engine, and it reminded me of the 727.
Did it have the straighter wings or swept wings?
It had, the wings were very slightly swept. It wasn't.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of a Global Hawk, and I know since then you've had a chance to look at pictures of Global Hawk. Did what you see resemble a Global Hawk?
Well, yeah, I've looked at that Global Hawk many times. That's what I saw. I mean, that's front. I gave it that front and that one engine and the V-tail. That's what gave it away.
Okay, stay there. At
yes,
this
sir.
Point, you're pulled over. It's coming straight at you. When we get back, we'll continue with what you saw in the next few seconds. We'll talk about what color it was, how fast you think it was moving, and then what you did from there. Sam Danner is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Our guest, picking up where we left off, he sees an aircraft coming at high speed at a distance. He pulls over. It gets closer. It's coming head on, and it looks identical to a Global Hawk heavy cruise missile / drone. Please continue, Sam.
Well, this thing, I guess I got about a 3-second head-on look. I think about this all the time now. And as it headed towards me, I thought, for some crazy reason, I thought it was going to hit me. I mean, it's down low, and I hear a noise like a low rumble, but not a thunderous noise, so you don't hear that F-18 afterburner type. It's moving fast. It's moving really fast, but you don't hear that thunderous jet engine noise. And I heard as it began to make a turn, it made a real sharp, and then it dipped down. I get this now. It's making a sharp 180-degree turn into the Pentagon, but it's not going straight into the Pentagon, like straight from the westerly side. It goes in at an angle, perpendicular to the helicopter pad, which is out in the back. And as it makes that turn, it kind of dipped down over the road. As a maneuver, only a pilot of military skill or some way that was programmed into this thing, or somebody.
So with incredible precision, it flies down, and then as soon as it goes over the crest of the raised highway, it then drops down.
It dropped down. I thought, man.
So it's hugging the terrain.
Yeah, hugging it is the word for it. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, it was like a magnet. And no, I mean, I found out later, this allegedly was when I was out there looking for this thing with these other feds or these other federal people, what kind of plane on the news is spreading around, leaking that it was a 757. The more time I spent there, the angrier I got, because I realized something was terribly out of place.
Describe in a nutshell what else happened that day. So it flies, it dips down. What type of explosion did you see? What did you witness?
Well, that all happened so fast. What caught me, I was taken back by multiple things. Of course, that explosion, I mean, I didn't expect that to be quite, it had a lot of bang to it. It was a brilliant white light. And
so it's so sudden, it was really fast. It just suddenly turns, it's coming straight at you, it turns, it dips down, hugs the ground, you see a huge white explosion.
Yeah, in fact, I was still overwhelmed by that turn thing, that when the explosion went off, I was phased and, startled by that, but I was still stunned by the turn thing. I hadn't gotten over that, because my mind's thinking the whole time about this. So, the explosion was extremely brilliant white, and then we had a fireball, but you didn't have that super fireball like when, of course, all your fuel and those in your audience I know, or I hope most of them understand the principles of aviation, but fuel and aircraft are held in the wings, and my own mother didn't know that for years. But anyway, the wings hold the majority of JP4, this refined grade kerosene. And if this would have been a substantial aircraft like the 757 Boeing, and I'd hit that with I don't know how many thousand pounds of fuel it would have had just coming from Dulles, it would have been a catastrophic fireball. So this fireball was big, but it didn't remind me of some classic crashes I've seen that were staged, with a full load of fuel. I don't know how much. Of course, it went out. It flew out from Dulles, from what I was told, and then went out somewhere in Ohio where there was a swap or something went wrong. Something changed, and then we have this other thing comes back. And, of course, that's another part of the story.
Well, when we get back, I want to go over for a few minutes what you did after you saw the explosion. You say you went and you helped.
Oh, it's very interesting. Yes.
Yeah, what you witnessed there on the grounds, what happened, and we will then get a little bit into why you decided over the next few years, what you were thinking while you were watching the news, while you were hearing the official story, and then how you finally decided to go public in the last few months, Sam, because this is all, as you know, so important. And then how other people claim they saw something like a missile, but then others claim they saw a big plane. Others say they saw a small plane. Others say they saw a small commuter. What we know is something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
Somebody had to be staging these stories. I know what I saw, and it wasn't a 757. It wasn't a commuter jet. I don't know. I just don't know. Unless you have multiple aircraft, and I missed it. I don't know what else to say, sir.
We'll stay there, sir. We'll be right back after this quick break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We know 9/11 is an inside job. More and more prominent individuals from inside government, out of government, engineers, underwriters are going public exposing it. We'll continue to be on the forefront of that fight here. Don't forget my new film, Terror Storm, is out and is available at InfoWars.com. It is my best work to date. You've absolutely got to get it and get it out to people now. We're going to go back to Sam Danner here in just a few minutes, and then we'll take some calls for Sam Danner at 1-800-259-9231 after he has a chance to finish up the story about what he witnessed in the crash aftermath there, and then why he decided to go public after seeing the film Loose Change Second Edition. But I would add, if you're tired of watching it on the web, why not get the high-quality DVD of the second edition today before it's too late, because they're not going to offer it after the final edition comes out that we'll also be carrying. So more good work that they've done over at the Loose Change bunker, basically, up in upstate New York. But Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts. Debbie, I last hour had the big lawyer on who successfully sued Bayer. Their own documents are public. They admit they knowingly allowed AIDS virus into these drugs for hemophiliacs. Hundreds of thousands in the U.S. alone died from this. And the reason I bring that up, talking about water filters, is the very same corporations, the very same government that knowingly is involved in all of this by design for population control is putting hundreds of known deadly carcinogens and toxins and chemicals in the water supply. And anyone that trusts their government and trusts their city water supply is totally insane. And we have Made in America at wholesale prices for buying a single unit, $100 cheaper than you'll find them in major camping and hunting supply stores. I know I've bought them, from the camping supply store before I learned of the actual manufacturers and distributors, New Millennium. People need to call right now, get a free catalog, at the bare minimum, they need to call right now and get some of the water filters and stop drinking the poison. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex.
Fire out the numbers. Tell people about the filters. They need to call you right now and stop trusting this government.
That's correct. They can reach me at toll-free 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Or they can go to berkeywater.com, spelled BerkeyWater.com. And they do need to filter their water every single day.
Wow, Debbie, sounds like your cordless phone's having a problem there. Do we have her back? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Debbie on. I'm just going to plug it right now. Tell her thank you. We always like to have Debbie on because she's the lady or one of the ladies that helps her that you'll talk to. New Millennium actually makes these filters. They also carry the British ones that the national distributor for if you want those. And it's just her and two other ladies that handle the radio interviews and that personally get your order in. They ship it to you UPS. And if you call Debbie and tell her it's an Alex Jones special, you get a huge percentage off and you get a little sports bottle as a free gift that doesn't purify it. It just makes it safe to drink. It's not like the Big Berkey, but it's good for travel or good for at the gym or the office. And Debbie's also got a lot of other great free gifts. Or go to Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. You can, again, go to Infowars.com to do that or BerkeyWater.com and be sure and tell them Alex Jones sent you when you do it. I believe in these filters. They're great. I use it here at the office and at my home. And believe me, the water's full of poison. You need to stop drinking it. You need to start filtering it. And the bottled water, in some cases, is even worse. Now, let's go back to Sam Danner. Sam, we left off with this white-hot explosion. You're on the side of the highway, right up above the Pentagon. Tell us what you did next. Go through it for us.
My first reaction was to run towards the accident, the scene. You know, and I was looking at some pictures that a friend of mine had sent me that were taken down there, trying to pick my car out and various other things. They're in there. But Eric Huffschmidt, he's a friend of mine. And anyway, I saw where my car was positioned on the highway, and I jumped over these concrete dividers and all that stuff. But it wasn't fenced in where I was at, and I had direct access right to this thing. I ran up to it, and it seemed like people on the road were all jumping out and running. So we were all running together. And I went in the sincere help, even though I knew in the back of my mind there wasn't a soul to survive this thing, as an emergency medical technician. Now, for those of you that are investigating me, I was formerly an emergency medical technician in the state of Maryland. So you go ahead and continue your license research, as I know I'm being checked out, okay? But that's the story. So I'll go out, and I'm still keep up, but I let my license expire.
I understand, sir. You have the training. You've done this in your career, and so it's the instinctive thing to try to go help people
exactly.
When you see a crisis happen. So please continue.
So that's what I was doing. So anyway, so I went down there, and all of a sudden just everything changed. Just everything changed. All these people, just before the fire, the airport fire department equipment showed up, these white-shirted, full-dressed, suited men just came out of nowhere, and well-dressed employees, men and women, they were coming out. Some of them were crying. Some of them looked confused. The whole thing was nothing but a mass confusion because nobody seemed to be in charge of what was going on. Except for one gentleman who I'll mention here in a minute.
About the light poles? You know, whenever Bush's Learjet was coming back in fog,
it hit one.
It hit a pole. It didn't knock the pole over, and it
tore the wing off.
This is what always happens. But in this case, And I've said this, it looks like the light poles are like blasted up from stumps. You can't even see damage on the poles themselves. What did you see?
I saw one pole that looked like it had been struck. Somebody took a sledgehammer and beat it, and it was bent sideways and something hit it. But I don't think it was, I think it was staged, a light pole that somebody had damaged somewhere and dropped that off. That was later on. I happened to notice it was in the road. It's kind of weird, isn't it? I noticed it was in the road after the fact. But what I did see, I heard this bang, bang. I thought it was sonic boom. I didn't know what it was. I turned behind me and saw light poles, two light poles, that were airborne going backwards. I mean.
When did this happen?
This happened right when this explosion took place. It was like a coordinated thing or something.
So the plane's already flown past the poles.
It already flown past the poles, and then the poles all of a sudden pop off the ground. So
did the explosions with the poles or the poles popping, did that happen right after the big explosion with the Pentagon, or did it happen after?
That happened almost simultaneously right afterwards. And they were the four bolts. They were L-shaped bolts. I put these things in before, and the concrete was just pulverized dust, and it just flew everywhere, and these four bolts just separated. I don't know how. I can't account for it. I don't know. I can't tell you how it happened. So anyway.
Who was this individual who you said seemed like he knew what was going on?
Well, that's this gentleman that, if you looked at the helicopter shot, there's a helicopter shot from Fox News, okay? I'm about the fifth or sixth guy from the, as you look at the picture from the left-hand side, I'm bent over, I'm wearing an ambulance jacket, and I'm picking up trash, and this gentleman that's well-dressed is standing behind me. Well, he's the one I'm asking all these questions to, and I'm picking up all this picture, the pieces of little shrapnel of aluminum. You've already heard this story, okay? And little pieces of resins and fiber, like fiberglass, and this sort of stuff. This type of things that Airbus 318s are made out of. This stuff, non-stabilizers are made out of it. It's a composite type thing. I'm trying to explain this to your listeners. I mean, it's a resin. It's a manufactured part, and it's very lightweight and very, very strong. This stuff that was melted and exploded, it was kind of like molten kind of stuff. But you see this, the nice fine shape to it, and all this stuff was painted black. It looked like space shuttle tiles.
Well, that's an important question. What color was the aircraft you saw?
Part of it was black, and part of it was white. But then I saw in a picture almost a duplicate of that. So the back.
Yeah, we have a photo of a Global Hawk.
Yeah,
where it's black and white.
Yeah, it was like that. It followed that line of thinking. Well, anyway, when I asked this gentleman, why were we spending time picking up this nickel and dime waste? And I said, aren't you going to get there's little orange flags that we use. The National Safety Transportation Board supplies all this stuff for special damaged material, bodies, all that. I had a million questions, and I was irritated. I mean, this sounds stupid. Maybe I wouldn't, I don't know. My emotions were focusing on being irritated. And he just told me straight up, and I'll say it again because I've already said on the radio, it's none of your damn business. That's just what he told me, this gentleman. His name was X-Dime because I saw his badge. He had a badge that was not like a police officer's badge, but it was like a rectangular type of badge.
What did his badge say again?
What did the man say to me?
No. What did the badge say?
Oh, the badge just gave his name. It'd be like something Erkstein, his middle initial Erkstein, and that was it, as if he held some kind of a position. I guess he was some kind of office supervisor.
And we have the photos of these people in white shirts and ties and running around picking up pieces.
Well, that guy behind me, if you're looking at it, I don't have it in front of me. I have my computer. If you're looking at it, at that picture, I mean, it's the most public picture because Fox shot that from a helicopter. He's behind me, and he's getting annoyed with me, and I'm getting annoyed with him. And I'm trying to think of some of these other odd things.
What else did you see?
Well, I forgot to tell you the instinct to run. Well, when I got kind of like towed off by this guy, I immediately lost interest in picking this stuff up. So I had a strategy. I saw what looked to be a jet engine. Okay, it looked to be a jet engine from my distance. So I just picked up as much of this stuff as I could pick up. It's real thin, beer can style is what I call it. Real thin aluminum. Maybe not quite that thin, but it's pretty thin, pretty wobbly. And these guys are out here in dress shirts and ties. Nobody concerned about anybody alive. No dropped blood, not any bodies, no nothing, nothing gory or ghoulish about this. And they're just going about their business picking up things, and they're picking them up real fast. What's the point behind all this, I'm thinking?
They're not worried about people inside the burning building.
Heck, no, they weren't. They didn't seem worried about anybody, you know, and that's what that let me off even more. The fire department was concerned, and so this is something else. After 20 minutes goes by, Alex, after 20 minutes goes by, we were told, stand back, stand back, stand back. Everybody stand back. Well, you know, you didn't dare ask why.
Why did the fire trucks dump all that sand out there?
I'm not sure what the function of that whole thing was. I'm not really sure. I had too much going on in my mind. I wanted this much stuff, and I thought if I say anything else, they're going to have me in jail or put me in
So they're saying stand back.
Well, they're saying stand back, so we stood back, and lo and behold, as soon as we got within distance, within the thing collapsed. They knew it was going to fall. I mean, I didn't hear any thud or bump or anything like an explosion.
How big was the hole that you saw before the Pentagon collapsed?
Without being biased by all these figures I've been tossed to, I'd say 9 to 16 feet. And I was 9 to 16 feet, and I got within 3 feet of that engine. I could feel it. It had bounced off the wall. It had bounced off that wall, or it had...
How big was it?
The turbine with the blades, they were all broken off. But if the blades had been on, I'd say the turbine might almost made the height. I'm 5'11", so it would have made over 5'6", with the turbines fully intact. But the height of it, it was badly damaged. And the rotor shaft, the turbine blades were all broken off of it, and the rotor shaft was bent.
Well, I believe a Global Hawk turbine isn't 5 feet.
Well, I'm sure. I'm guessing that the face turbine of the suction, where the air goes in the first fan, the fan jet, you know, the first fan that you encounter, I would think it would be between 4.5 and 5 feet in diameter, but the blades were all broken off. So I only had like 3 feet to deal with. So as I'm looking at, I have about a 3 foot damaged turbine blade, okay, with a bent shaft, and the engine was really damaged very badly, and I couldn't tell if it there was a dent in the wall on the right hand side. If you look up, you'll see this dent, like something really pounded it. It's the only thing heavy enough in that thing, unless it was an explosive that struck this wall. And then this, I didn't see this happen. The engine hit it and then bounced off, but it kind of like made sense to me. It could have possibly been engine impact, and that's really tore this engine up, because this Pentagon was really very thick walls, just very thick. This thing, there's no way it could have made it through all those sections. They had them in either put there or planned ahead, or I don't know. And nothing made any sense. And the more things didn't make sense, the more nervous I got. Because when I finally gave up my mission, and I quit asking questions about bodies, seats, stuff like that, because people were getting squirmy. And even the Pentagon employees, I could tell somebody was in the know about something. And then the majority of them, which were regular men and women like myself, well, they were weeping, they were crying. You know, and there were people obviously were killed that they knew they were in these places. They kept calling out different names and stuff. But when I got back to my car, I got my binoculars out, and then when I looked back down at the scene, which wasn't really that far away, I saw a bunch of guys. I say a bunch of guys. Well, I'm saying 3 or 4, okay? Binocular people that have binoculars looking back at me. So this made me even more upset. So,
Sam, why did you decide to wait so many years before you went public?
Well, because it was so obvious to me that the thing was fake that I thought for sure, with all those people there, somebody was bound to come forth. And I thought, and my children were small, and I didn't want to go through the hassle of being harassed by the federal government or whatever, God help, whatever else might have happened to me, or my life being, you know, I'm getting out on this. And I had children, And but I tell you, my children, those children have grown now and are on their way into college, and the last one just turned 18. When I saw that it was five clips, those five stationary pictures come out in April, that's what kicked it off. I thought I've waited long enough. I've been down there. My whole family knew I was down there. My confidants, my friends knew I was down there. And we would talk about it and talk about it.
You talked about Loose Change Second Edition. How did that affect you?
Well, my son, he said, you want to watch this thing? And I'm not in the conspiracy theories. But, boy, I never thought I would have anything shake me up like that thing did. And then when I saw it, it made perfect sense from a geometry point of view, from structural view, working with structural.
Sam, engineers. Stay there. Final segment. I thought we'd have time for calls. We don't.
Sure.
I want to do this last 5 minutes with you. I apologize to the callers. I miscalculated, so we don't have time for calls. I apologize to everybody, but you stay there, Sam. Last 5 minutes, we'll talk about many other key areas that you haven't had a chance to get into and talk about where things go from here. Sam Danner is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. It's the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Sam Danner's story fits in with others who were there and said they saw a small airplane, some type of drone, a missile. And, of course, Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld has slipped up and said that when the missile hit the Pentagon, he's also slipped up twice and said when we shot down Flight 93 over Shanksville. So they can't get their story straight. But finally, Mr. Danner has decided to go public just because of what he witnessed that day, and he'd been worried about his family. You've heard his answer. It makes a lot of sense. We understand that. A lot of us that have fought the New World Order have had to go through this. Sam, now in hindsight, looking at everything else that's happening in the world, how has this changed your political view, your political paradigm, knowing that, you know, from your own eyewitness account, that the official story is a fraud?
I'm heartbroken. As I used that Superman analogy when I first started this interview, I had been naive all these years. You know, I knew our government, you know, it was doing crooked stuff, or I don't know if that's the appropriate term or not, but that's what it amounts to. And I knew, you know, we weren't always so sweet and congenial towards countries. And I just knew there was a lot. But I wanted to overlook all that because we were the great United States of America. When this thing took place, I didn't want to believe it. I don't even want to believe it now that all those thousands that were killed were purposely taken out for some other greater agenda that we know, that you may obviously know more about than I do, and I'm off to learn more and more. But this total disillusionment with our federal government, with our country, I don't know. Some people would say if this was Vietnam, you know, love it or leave it. There's nowhere else to go. I mean, we got to take back America.
Well, I agree. And it makes it even more suspicious that they grabbed 80-plus surveillance cameras and then only give us these little foggy images that raise more questions than they answer.
They give us these little grainy images that look like they were taken by one 10-sized camera film from years ago. I mean, nothing's clear-looking. What's his name? Dylan Avery pointed out with that Bin Laden thing. I mean, he's right. That official thing with Bin Laden on it doesn't look like Bin Laden. And
well, that's admitted to be a fraud.
And we look at all this. We look at all this Hollywood stuff. Those explosions at the Pentagon looked like they were computer enhanced. Now, this is my opinion. I shared this with one of your peers. I said they looked like they were computerly graphic enhanced. They didn't.
You're saying
like
what you saw on the parking lot cameras didn't look like what you saw.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying exactly. Those parking lot cameras. That's what made me the angriest. When I saw that, I said it's time to speak up.
Well, Sam, I know that you're working full time right now. It's very hard for you to take off and do the show. I know that you're also just completed some cancer therapy. And so I know you're a really busy man, but I'd like to have you back up to cover some of the other facets
of this.
Well, I'd
like to come out or whatever. I'm not really familiar a whole lot with you, so somebody ought to tell me about your whole setup there. But I would like to come out and speak about this.
All right, well, we'd like to have you back on in the near future so we can also have time to take some calls. Very interesting story, Sam, and I believe that you believe that you saw what you saw. You sound credible.
Yes,
and I really appreciate you spending time with us, Mr. Danner.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. We'll talk to you again real soon.
May the Lord be with you also.
Thank you. Yeah, we need to pray for Mr. Danner and his family. And please pray for us as well. Please visit Infowars.com as well and get the new film, Terror Storm. Expose the murderers that carried out 9/11. Expose the murderers that have carried out so many other terror attacks. People have trouble believing 9/11 was an inside job, but they don't with all the other instances of government-sponsored terror that we've proven conclusively. So again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.